While it's challenging to definitively determine one favorite saint from Pope John Paul I, who reigned for only 33 days, he was known for his deep respect and devotion to Saint Peter. As the first pope, Saint Peter is revered as a foundation of the papacy and the church. Additionally, John Paul I likely had a strong connection to Saint Francis of Assisi, given his own humble and prayerful nature. While Pope John Paul I's pontificate was brief, his strong faith and devotion were evident, particularly towards the foundational figures of the Church. Before the August 1978 papal conclave that elected him, he expressed his desires not to be elected, telling those close to him that he would decline the papacy if elected. But despite this, upon the cardinals electing him, he felt an obligation to accept. He was the first pontiff to have a double name, choosing John Paul in honor of his two immediate predecessors, John XXIII and Paul VI. He explained that he was indebted to John XXIII and Paul VI for naming him a bishop and a cardinal, respectively. Furthermore, he was the first pope to add the ordinal number of one, designating himself the first. While Saint John Paul II probably wouldn't name a single saint, there was one saint who influenced him more than any other. There was one saint who had a special place in his heart. As a young adult, Saint John Paul II was introduced to the works of Saint John of the Cross. After Saint John Paul II was ordained a priest and was sent to Rome for further studies, he wrote his doctoral thesis on the works of Saint John of the Cross. While visiting Saint John of the Cross's tomb in 1982, Saint John Paul II gave thanks to God for his example. He saw in Saint John of the Cross not just a close friend but a spiritual teacher. Saint John of the Cross would permeate the life of Saint John Paul II, and while he may not name his favorite, he certainly was one of the most influential saints in his life. In the interview published on August 24, 2016, with Italian newspaper La Repubblica, Pope Benedict XVI reflected on the smaller and larger difficulties he faced during his pontificate, but of the help and inspiration he received from some of his favorite saints. He said his travel companions for life has always been Saint Augustine and Saint Bonaventure, whom he referred to as my master of the spirit. The former pontiff also pointed to his namesake, Saint Benedict, whose motto, "Prefer nothing to Christ," became ever more familiar throughout his time as Bishop of Rome. Finally, and a bit ironically, Pope Benedict had said that Saint Francis, the poor man of Assisi, has been another close companion on his journey. It's important to note that Pope Benedict XVI, as a theologian and a former leader of the Church, would have held all saints in high regard. However, his writings and public speeches often demonstrated a particular reverence for Saint Augustine, whose writings on theology and philosophy profoundly influenced him. Throughout his pontificate, Pope Francis has canonized hundreds of saints and often highlighted how every baptized person is personally called to be holy. Pope Francis chose the name Francis in honor of Saint Francis of Assisi. He has spoken extensively about his admiration for Saint Francis, particularly his humility and concern for the poor. And it was Saint Francis's focus on the poor and his simplicity that inspired Pope Francis's papacy. Pope Francis has always reserved special praise for Saint Joseph. He is so dedicated to this saint that he even celebrated the Mass inaugurating his Petrine ministry. After being elected a week earlier, on March the 19th, Saint Joseph's feast day. Many don't know this, but 7 days after the passing of the late pontiff, a white rose was placed on Pope Francis's tomb, and it's more than just a beautiful touch. According to Vatican News, the rose is a symbol of the bond between Francis and Saint Therese of Lisieux, the French saint for whom the Argentine pontiff had a particular devotion. Many Catholics would wonder as to which saint Pope Leo XIV has a devotion to. A Peruvian missionary priest, who is a close friend and confidant of the pontiff, said that Saint Nicholas of Tolentine is, without a doubt, his favorite saint. He is the protector of his perpetual vows, his great devotion within Augustinian spirituality. The then friar, Robert Prevost, now Pope Leo XIV, professed his solemn vows with the Augustinians on August 29, 1981, taking this Italian mystic as his patron saint. He was known to pray to Saint Nicholas of Tolentine on his knees in the chapel during his days as a missionary in Peru. Do you have a particular saint whom you turn to for their special intercession? Comment down below. All you saints of God, pray for us.